Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Possibly Christian Walker. If Isak does not end the game, Walker faced him again last night as well. This ball hit well to left field. Ball game over. Isak Paredes starts the party for the Astros.
Isak Paredes walking him off with a blast into the Crawford boxes.
Yep, that's how that thing ended. Paredes with a big swing in the second one of the game. That's what it came down to. The Astros were able to hit the ball over the wall a couple of times, and the Royals couldn't, even though they had maybe a few more on base, but they could not get big hits. And the Astros with two just absolute bombs that they hit over the wall won that game. That one that... That both of them were no doubters. That one Pena hit, my God, I thought it was going Albert Pujols territory up against that glass back there. And then Paredes hit that one. By the way, Nicholas pissed. Oh boy, was he hot!
I like that.
Oh, pissed.
I like that out of him.
As soon as it left the bat, he knew it was gone.
Well, this what we did was like, hey man, they got school tomorrow, and today was so we're looking at it, and I was like, all right, man, We'll get through the ninth. We'll get through the Royals half of the ninth. And then we were like, all right, we'll head out. We'll start to head out if the Royals don't do anything and they keep it tied. So, of course, we did. So, we're walking. We're on the concourse on the way heading out. And, we could hear and see it. And bam, you hear the screams and the fireworks. And boy, I mean, Nick was hot. Trey was too. Pissed too. But it was a good game. Good baseball game. And the Astros even up the series behind their ace. Framber was absolutely sensational. There were times sitting there, especially with Salvador Perez. There were times sitting there I said, I wanted to Sal know that this curveball that is about to just fall off the table is coming. I know it's coming. I wonder, does Sal know it?
And double play.
Yep, double play. Or just struck move out. Yeah. It didn't matter. But 8 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned, 1 walk, 7 Ks, and kept that pitch down. It was the dude from the start. His the biggest out he got Bobby Witt Jr. in a game where there was 2 outs. They had runners on first and second in a tie game here late. I think it was the 8th. I think it was his last pitch. And he got him to ground out, which was a huge, huge out right there. And came away out of their eight innings. And plus, we talked about it. They needed him to eat up innings because of what happened the day before with Gusto. And then, obviously, what happened a few days ago with Lance McCullers. So, a big, big night from Framber, man. That was ace special stuff right there from him.
When Framber's in eat up innings mode, it is a fun watch, man. And look, that's just Framber though, right? At the end of the day, if you give him enough starts, numbers are going to be there. The consistency is going to be there. Now he'll frustrate the hell out of you in some starts, but at the end of the day, you give him the necessary starts. He's gonna put up all-star numbers throughout a year. Yep. And so last night was definitely go a long way towards them all-star numbers, that's for damn sure.
And as we're watching that game, and I'm sitting in there in the stadium watching that game, it feels like, Clint, that is, and maybe not that dominant, but it feels like that is going to be the most sustainable formula for the Astros. And that is, hey, they're going to have to get really good pitching more times than not, especially when they get healthy. When they get Spencer back, we'll see what happens with Wisniewski, who was pitching really, really well with his elbow. But when they get healthy, they feel much more like, Clint, even when Yordan gets back, much more like a good pitching, good bullpen, and timely hits. That's what they feel like right now. As a team, at least something. Now, they may have some stretches, Clint, where they...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Where they get hot, but it feels like pitch well, pitching keeps you in games. And then you've got Altuve can come up with a big hit. Yordan, who's clutch, come up big with. Paredes, who was clutch last night. Pena, who's kind of got that in. That feels like the formula as opposed to kind of maybe some of the things we've seen in the past from these Astros.
Yeah, look, I think it's more like Major League Baseball. Again, we talked about it yesterday. We talked about it yesterday, right, is I think the days of the Astros being the dominant team with all the luxuries in a bad division, I think those days have come and gone. The division's gotten better. The Astros are not as powerful as they once were. So it's going to look different. They're going to need different guys to step up. But yeah, look, I think that's the formula in the playoffs. That's the formula when it matters more. The timely hitting, pitching, and defense kind of deal. And I think the Astros are going to have to. I don't know about the defense with all the turnstiles at all the different positions. Yeah. I don't know how that's going to unfold, but. But yeah, you get an eight inning outing out of Framber, you need to win that damn game. You get seven, eight innings out of Hunter Brown, you need to win that damn game. And so yeah, it's shaping up to be one of those. And it's even more so, obviously the issue is magnified when Yordan Alvarez isn't in the lineup.
Absolutely. No, that feels like that's going to be the formula. And now the thought is, are they capable of doing this?
Right? Yeah.
Are they capable of doing this throughout the year for the most part? So, big win last night. Also, by the way, fellas, tried the Daikin dog, the dollar dog last night.
First off, right off the bat,
The presentation much better. First off, overall, it was better than, as I compared it to, the Buck Knight dog in Kansas City, the Buck Knight dog that they used to hand us wrapped up.
And Buck as, Knight, huh?
Yeah, Buck Knight used to. It was wrapped up.
I'd have to go down the list to get to a hot dog at a baseball game. Buck Knight sounds like something Diddy might have done back in the day.
Like, press, what can you get you a buck? You get your peanuts, get you a Pepsi, get you a hot dog. So the presentation was better, and they were pretty good. You know, I could tell that may not have been the top of the line bread.
It wasn't no Nolan Ryan dog.
That may not.
Little stiff on the bread.
That's it. Yeah, the bread was maybe a little erect, but not break your teeth. But you could tell like this isn't
the freshest.
This ain't fresh ones. This ain't maybe the freshest. But
well, you'd rather have that than an unfresh wiener.
No, yeah, true. I only had one. My daughter Lauren, who never eats hot dogs, smashed it, which was a surprise. So that was a good one, bread and all. And then there was an Aggie sitting in front of me.
Blessed were you.
Gentleman had, I mean, flat out, straight up Aggie hat. Whole crew of people.
Polo tucked in the jeans.
Did one of the real annoying things that I hate, man. There were about seven deep, five guys, two females, and they had the entire row to themselves, and they're all sitting in the seven seats that they have. And it's just
like, all right there together.
I mean, except two of the three guys together, right together. Just
real tight.
Space out, guys. No, but they had the whole row. I mean, they had every bit of seven.
Scooch points. Over a bit.
Yeah, somebody.
Fella.
I was waiting for somebody. But my man came down first. He had a tray. He had five of them.
Mm-hmm. For who?
Himself.
Oh, really?
This guy was a buck 65. Like he what? This wasn't a big fella. I mean, he had. A, I mean, he was Tyler. He was Tyler. Looked like
wouldn't have walked down there with five of them.
He looked like Tyler, and my man smashing him. And you know, I had to say something. my man, he down. I said, how many? I said. Look at you, big dog. I said, how many is that for you? He said, oh, this is five and six for me. I said, damn.
Hold
he
on,
said,
so-
how many you got? I said, I've just had one. And then I think a chick that was with him, she was like, he just loves to put them away. And then I came back, saw my man get out there again.
He had two.
He went back a couple of them. He's probably at nine or ten.
Just going crazy all the glizzies.
At the second, and he went two at a time and was coming in through. He was a straight mustard.
Wow.
I mean, straight ketchup guy.
Yeah.
Just coming. I was like.
And he was like my size?
He was, yep. I mean, it was you straight up, except he was a little darker. But it was you. It was him straight up. Aggie hat on. Not dark as me, but
now is that complimenting his tan, or is that insulting me and saying I'm pasty?
No, he's not white. That was the other change. Yeah. But I'm
option C.
But my man was putting them away. They were good. I mean, I wasn't going to go 10.
What did you do?
And by the way, that was a seven.
What do you do with yours? What do you put on it?
I'm a. At that case, because they won't let you get cheese or anything extra, I might want to throw a little cheese.
Yeah, if you're regular.
I just do a little mustard.
Just a little mustard?
Just a little mustard.
That's what I do.
Yeah, just a little mustard.
I think I do a little ketchup.
You do ketchup, just ketchup. That guy was just straight ketchup.
I think I do ketchup and mustard. I'd like to do a little relish.
Ketchup and mustard ain't bad. They had relish. I'm not a ton of relish.
Just a little bit.
Not a big relish fan. Yeah.
I like onions on it. That's if it's got chili on it.
Ugh.
Yeah, the chili.
Well, I mean, you could have bought your little deal of chili up there and had you some chili dogs.
No.
Well, I didn't want to take away from the dollar dog.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.